الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله مولانا العظيم الله يرضى عنا بلال ما شاء الله he made the announcement that our sunnah also, our awwabin also we should bring. When we have a deen gathering, it's to bring deen in our lives. But when we have a deen gathering, then we don't practice the deen. We don't make our namazas. We just cut it all short and quickly we start the bayan. Now that's the time to make more our namazas. So Allah give us tawfiq. One time, Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullahi in Bangalore, in India, big ijtima, hundreds of thousands of people. Announcement was made that Bayan will take place. Then Maulana took the mic in his own hand and he made the announcement. He said, all make your awwabin wa itminan. And the Bayan will only start after we have all finished our awwabin. So these are all things that we have to practice while we are here. We talk about it, we listen, that it must come in our lives. So when we have gathered for that occasion, then we don't do those things. That is the time to do it. Allah give us tawfiq. And it doesn't mean that long rakats like right till Isha, so no time left for bayan also. No, reasonable. And that also, lot of wisdom is required. I remember when I was in Germiston, a jamaat had come to us from Pakistan, a ladies jamaat, Masturat jamaat. And gush bayan, they started like normal. Announcement, and then they started with the bayan, and then of the satis, the people who came in, one went to one corner and he made his awwabin. He came back, he sat down. Another one got up, went to another corner, made his awwabin. So in this way, no delay in the program also, and all made their awwabin also. And the object is to bring deen alive, and bringing deen alive is not talks and bayans. Is the practice of deen. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, when he passed away, and about Junaid Baghdadi, famous, we all heard a lot about him. How did he become so famous? First, he was a wrestler, and he was the king's wrestler. Very, very proper, good wrestler. Nobody could beat him in wrestling. So one day, a old, weak man who couldn't stand up straight also, he said, he'll wrestle with Junaid Baghdadi. All to him, Chacha, you are Junaid, king's wrestler, what a professional he is. What you stand as chance? He said, no, let me go. So he went. When he went, then as they were about to start, he whispered in the ears of Junaid Baghdadi that I'm a very poor person and I'm a Sayyid, family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you will let go your honor today, that you were defeated. And I warn you, then my work will get done. My family, we are suffering, we are poor people. It came in the heart of Junaid Baghdadi. and he let him wean him. The king called Junaid, "Junaid, my man, what happened to you? How could him, it's an insult to me, insult to all of us, insult, how could this old man who can't even stand properly, can't walk straight, and he beat you?" So, but Junaid let go all that. At night he saw a dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "For my family's sake, you will let go your honor and your respect. Now we will honor you." Then Allah made him honorable in the whole world till today. Yeah, we are taking inspiration. Has he been a wrestler? Nobody should know his name also. He could be the greatest wrestler also. But today, for deen's sake, he gave his honor away. Allah gave his honor in dunya and akhirat also. So anyway, Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, when he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream. They asked him, "How did it go, Junaid?" He said, "Alhamdulillah, Allah made fadl, Allah forgave me, gave me a lot of ni'mat." But he said, "All my effort that I made, that didn't help me much. It helped me, but not much. But my short, 2 or 4 tahajjud rakat I used to, that helped me a lot." So that is deen. Deen has to, the effort of deen is also very important and very good, but deen itself is the requirement. If you have a cook who prepares the best food, and he's rich also, and he feeds everyone, he'll get the sawab for all that. But till he doesn't eat, he'll die. If he doesn't eat at all, dehydration, he's going to die. So you have to eat yourself. So if we talk about deen a lot, but we're not practicing of deen, spiritually we're dead. Not we're going to die, we are dead already. And what benefit can a dead person give to the living people? If we are dead, we haven't got deen in our lives. So alhamdulillah, Allah reward Maulana. And always Allah give us tawfiq to practice deen. That is the requirement. Deen must, not the talks. Talks are necessary also. But there is a limit to that. The actual thing is deen must be in our lives. We can talk so much about the rights of wives and good character with wives. But then especially Maulanas we go and see, how they treat their wives, the complaints that come. Hey, what deen is in our lives then? Deen has to be in our lives. If, for example, a person wants to go jamaat, go khanka, and he asks his boss permission, "I want to go 40 days, boss says, "No, I can't. This is my whole business time. You have to be yes. He presses and he works, gets other people, unpaid leave I'll take, but let me go." So the boss finally relents, okay, go. And he brings deen in his life. Not only he learned the work of tabligh, or not only he learned the work of khanka, how to make zikr, how to do this, but deen came in his life. And that means now humility, humbleness. Now if the wife tell him anything, he's not meh-meh too-too. That one thing she say, I tell her 10 things. And she tells me 100 things again. No, now you tolerate. This is a habit now. Women, they carry on like this. Let us keep quiet. All like you, deen came in your life now. Humbleness. A person who is on the right and somebody argues with him and for the sake of peace, he keeps quiet. Not deen matters, our dunya's matters. It was your right. And you kept quiet. Then Allah will give that person a place in the heights of Jannah, his palace. So deen when it comes. So when a person does this, now that person spent time, jamaat, khanka, whatever, he went back to job. Now he's not wasting time on cell phone. Now he's not talking with all the other workers all day. He's doing his work properly. Deen came. Responsibility, amanat. My wages is an amanat. I can't waste it. Now I don't have to be monitored by the boss. He doesn't have to check on me, you did this work, you did that work. Now he does it every... The boss will tell all his workers, all of you go in jamaat, go khanka. I will pay for you. Because they saw the result. But if we went jamaat, khanka, but no deen came in our lives. We spent 40 days, we spent 4 months, and then we come back, boss, everyone will say, what you learn? Nothing you learn. What benefit? You earn no benefit. And if you go and your deen came in your life, now you came home, and salam, you made cheerfully, happily. And with provision, your wife alone, now you embrace her, you kiss her, she'll also get shocked. What's happening? This man, whenever he come like a big, raw giant, shouting, screaming, every time finding fault. But now he comes and he's kissing me, and he brought a chocolate for me, and he brought a rose for me. Oh, Dean came in, and I must have good relations with you. She will go and tell everyone that send your husband in Jamaat, send him Khanka. He become a farishta. Before he was like a raw, wild person. But now Dean came in. So Dean has to come in our lives. So we mustn't miss the boat. That we're making lot effort for Dean, but Dean is not coming in our lives. So what efforts are we making? We are teaching madrasa, we are going Jamaat, we are going Khanka, but no Deen coming in our lives. Still the same old story. Our habits, our swearing, our cell phone, still all the terrible filthy, and we're getting worse, looking at worse porn sites and that, chatting with other women, all those things, worse we are becoming. So, and we are talking, and our Deen's work is increasing. And we are happy, oh, Lord, Deen's work I'm doing. We're doing nothing. Deen must come in. Allah give us all tawfiq. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, when a person leaves home and he steps out, one is make salam loudly and cheerfully. And by that, peace will be come in the house. Allah will be with all the inmates of the house. Allah will protect them. And read this dua as you step out. Simple dua. Bismillah. Every Muslim knows Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, that also all of us know. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Just three duas we must read. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And you don't have to tell your wife, you must put a bucket of water. That I read this dua and my throat gets dry. So I need some water here or something. There is no problem in reading that dua. So simple. What will happen actually in return? Allah Ta'ala Himself or Allah appoints a farishta, an angel, to give you three duas in return. First dua, wuqita. You got your protection for the day. Now you are going out, you can meet up with an accident, can get hijacked. What can happen? You got your protection for the day. Second dua, kufita. Your needs will be fulfilled for the day. A person leaves home because of his needs and necessities, earn his rosy, go and do this work. And today we know, we go to municipal offices, work just not getting done. You've got an ID issue to sort out, a passport issue, drivers, whatever it is, a big problem. But read the dua, now the farishta's dua for you. Allah Ta'ala tells you, your work will be done. And the third, the dua that is given, Hudita, your hidayat for the day is done. Today when we are all talking, and really we're just blowing hot air, that morning you're a mu'min, by the night you'll be a kafir, night you're a mu'min, by the morning you'll be a... But we're doing nothing about it. Just all talking about it. And we're thinking now, because we're talking, I'm all right, I'm safe. By just talking, if there's a flu, virus, anything, and we just say, this virus, this place here, a lot of hijacking, that place there, they're trapping for speed traps. But we do nothing about it. Just talking doesn't do anything. And this is so sad that our good people, they'll give us news. This person got passed away. That person got shot, kidnapped, whatever. But not one person makes dua. It's just a news item. So for what is the news item? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali became very angry when he discussed this subject. When there was a virus in that area, Thana Bhavan and that area, it comes in the newspapers, so people read newspapers, and that place so many people died, that place so many people died. He says, and we're just talking about it. He says, where is our iman gone? Where is our zamir, our inside responsibility? We're just talking, so many people died. Haven't you got any attachment with the ummah? No dua are you making? That means you don't care about the ummah. You're just talking about, and it's an occasion for you to make a chat room, to start chatting about it, talking about it. But you're not doing anything. Something must be done. The least we can do is dua. And one beautiful dua, the Quran Sharif taught us, that when we hear any sad news, read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then, Allahumma ajirna fi musibatina. Oh Allah, this problem that has come on this brother, he's hospitalized, he came in an accident. This happened. Oh Allah, save us, take us out from this problem. وَخْلُفْنَا خَيْرًا مِنَا And give us something better in return. What a beautiful dua. And then read the end of the ayat also. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ For those people who read this, and the completion of the ayat is the teaching of the hadith, that you read this year. For those people, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ Allah's salawat, special mercy. And Allah's mercy, general mercy. And these are the people who are rightly guided. And then read the other dua also. Other dua, learn it if we don't know it. Alhamdulillah illadhi aafani mimma btalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathiri mimman khalaqa tabdila. What happened to you, what happened to them? Allah saved me, I make shukr to Allah. Allah save us from that. It comes in the hadith, a person who reads this, that problem will never come to you in your life. So if you don't want to make dua for them, at least for your own sake. You see somebody stuck on the road, somebody got a car fine, so there's an accident you're passing, you don't know them, but read the dua, Allah Ta'ala, save us from this, what they have been involved in. If you read that, Allah will save you, whole life that problem won't come to you. So at least for our own sake, read the dua. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So every morning this dua, whenever we step out of the dua house, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla, wala quwwata illa billah. Three things we will get. Protection, security, which is number one on all this priority, that security. Our needs will be fulfilled. And third, hidayat. Allah will give us our hidayat. So we got our hidayat. And then one fourth thing extra, watanahha anhu shaitan. And shaitan moves out of his way. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was that man. Where he walked, shaitan should go somewhere else. We not, Hazrat Umar, where are we? But by reading this dua, shaitan won't come and bring his temptations in front of. Look at this woman, and he makes another woman to come and speak to you, or do this, miss namaz today, now you are very tired, don't go today for fajr, sleep it out. Shaitan will just, he won't cross paths with you. He'll go his way. And then you don't have any problem. And for all this, for what? For the simple dua. And it's a sunnah dua. And in these days, who of us are making this dua? When this dua is not being made to practice on that sunnah which is not being practiced, 100 shaheed sawab. 100 shaheed sawab on top of it we will get. So how can't we do this? How can we deprive ourselves? How are we losing out so much? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited. Allah Ta'ala commands Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say to the people, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ Khabith and Tayyib, these are not equal. They are in fact, in Arabic language, they are antonyms. Two opposite things, light and dark, bad and good, two complete opposite things. Khabith, bad things, filthy things. Tayyib, pure things, good things, healthy, wholesome things. The two all know is not equal. Allah is declaring it, and all, inshallah, right-thinking people, which inshallah they are still a good number, we know the two are not the same, they are completely different. In that is, one person who is a virtuous person, pious, righteous person, and one person who is a vicious person, a terrible person, bad habit, the two are not equal. If you see a good person, you go and make salam, you talk with him. You see a bad person, you know him, he's a bad person, you keep your distance. You make like you never see him also, you keep away. So people also are of two groups. There are those people who are good people. And you can make out that they are good people. And then, of course, there is more detail. On the surface, they might look good, but inside, they are not good. So you have your checks and balances, who you associate with, that who are the righteous people, the virtuous people. So people are like that. And then the actions that come out of people's lives are also of two types. There are those people that good actions come out of the life. They are honest, they are sincere, they help out people, they are kind to people. And there are other people who are rob you, they want to do you down, they come to you with some business deal also. And they come in a very good form, but they rob you. And then you get surprised also, that these people, how they robbed me. There are those people that, we say that, these people, they got no brains. That when they were doing some work, you tell them, you must dig here, and watch out this here, I put here, you mustn't touch it, you must dig here. Next you see, he hit that what you told him, he mustn't eat it. And then you say, hey, but these people, they got no brains, man. But when he wants to steal from you, then you say, hey, what brains they got? How they steal, how they plan, that we can't think of that plans also what they make. So there are people that their actions, there are some with good actions, some with bad actions. Then the wealth of people also. Some people have got good halal wealth, and there is goodness in there. Others have got bad wealth, khabees, the money is khabees, dirty, filthy, interest money, stolen money, doing people down and getting their money. And there is no goodness in that money whatsoever. Good wealth, for example, one person, the old father, became ill at old age. He had four sons. So the one son told his three other brothers, I make a deal and an offer with you, that you people serve father, look after him, treat him, everything. And when he passes away, I will take all the inheritance. So who's going to agree to that? Nobody in the world. And he knew it. And that is what he said, oh, you're mad or something. How can that happen? He said, okay, then let's make this deal. I will treat father, look after him, and when he passes away, you people take all the inheritance. Oh, they jump the sky over. We don't have to do anything. Inheritance will come all to us. And Abba, he looked after his father properly, very well. And when he passed away, he didn't take one pie, 1 cent from the inheritance. He gave it to them. Now see what good wealth and good intentions, how they were. That night when he slept, then he saw a dream in which it was told to him that in a certain place, 100 gold coins, ashrafis, are kept for you. It's for you, halal. You go and take it. So he asked, is it tayyib? Is there barakat in there? They said, no, not barakat. It's halal, 100%, but no barakat in it. So in the morning he woke up, he told his wife, she said, what are you waiting for? The halal money, 100 gold coins, you know we are so poor, and you served your father so much, you couldn't do any other work all the time. And now is the opportunity, Allah is rewarding you. But he was firm. He said, no, no barakat, I can't take it. Next night he saw a dream, 10 gold coins kept somewhere. Barakat in there? No, no barakat. He told his, you let go 100, now 10, where you, what you doing, in which world are you? Go, take it. He said, no, barakat, I can't take it, no barakat. So the next night he saw a dream, 1 coin. He asked barakat, yes, there is barakat in there. So he went, he took it. As he was coming back, with that he bought 2 fish on the way. When he brought it home, wife cut it to clean it. Each one had a jewel, a pearl in it, which all the jewelers in the town couldn't pay for. Only the king had the money to pay for it. And Ledeke, after all the agreed transaction and offer and acceptance, all that, 900 camels loaded with gold, camels loaded with gold came in his way. So that is now Maale Tayyib. Today we also, many of us will remember that before on the road, a CBD's business area for parking, there were the parking meters. You had to put 20 cents, 50 cents, 1 rand, afterwards 2 rand, and you get 20 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever time you can park there. Now a person, he wants to save that. That was in son's nature, that I don't see any of that officers walking around, so they won't check up my meter. So I want to save 50 cents. But they came around, now 100 rand fine. And you wanted to save a 50 cent, now you have to pay 100 rand. So that is when there isn't barakat in that money. And also, for example, we say that You see a beggar, you don't give him any money. These people, they're very rich. They got big, big bank accounts. They're very rich. You mustn't give them anything. You don't give. Now, where that money goes and spend, without you knowing, in your mind, in the wonderful things, where half a million rand you went for a holiday overseas, some destination, with your whole family, you went and saved there, you didn't give that person a 5 rand, 10 rand, now Allah will make it, you go and go for a holiday now. And you can spend all that money. That is you, where you are so happy you are doing something. But you have lost out. What did you gain? When you come back from that holiday, now you are tired. You are very tired. And what you say, everyone? I just got back. I'm very tired. I can't. You, for what you went? For resting. So you should be properly rested now. Now no tiredness, but now you are tired. When you come home, you find your house has been burgled. And now another big problem again. All the wrong things. So when we don't spend our money in the right place, all the big problems come. And a person spend, he had 50 cents he put for the parking meter. Now he doesn't have to pay 100 rand. Or sometimes, not all these things, other things what we don't like. We didn't give some sadaqah, charity, now 6 months in hospital. And after that, the big, big bills that are coming. This doctor sending his account. That doctor sending his account. Now you, where must I pay from here all? Or you get involved, you did nothing wrong. And you're involved in a court case now. Somebody bumped you on the road. Now court case and all that. Now lawyers. Now going to court, all that. And if you did the, you gave your charity, etc. You did the right work, the barakah comes in your way. So the khabith and tayyib are two complete differences. And Allah give us the understanding. Many of us, outwardly, we understand khabith and tayyib. But when it comes to, you got, for example, tomorrow is Sunday, tomorrow is Jalsa, inshallah, Allah give us all our topic to attend. But many Sunday mornings, we are free, nothing to do. Now what we do, we go and pack the goods in the garage, no problem. We go and see some other thing, we go and do this work, we go and do that work. But who will think, let me make 2 rakats nafil namaz? That I got extra time, I can read 1 supara. Or I'm reading all the time the surah in my namaz, but I don't know the meaning. Let me go and study the meaning of it. When my at-tahiyyat, how many of us know the meaning of at-tahiyyat? Even ulama, that we are not in touch. That at-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. What a beautiful meaning. Who of us, we don't think of it also. We are making our namaz also. Imam sahab also making namaz. And at-tahiyyatu lillahi, but just a parrot, like a parrot. What's the meaning? When we start our namaz, namaz the greatest ibadah. And for Allah, the greatest Allah, the being, the zat of Allah. And we start our namaz, Allahu Akbar. We all just made namaz now. Adhan we all heard, 6 Allahu Akbars we heard. 4 at the beginning, 2 at the end. We made 3 faras of Maghrib. Each rakat, 6 Allahu Akbars. Then we made 2 sunnahs, another 12. So how many, 30, 40, 50 Allahu Akbars we said? Who of us thought of Allah when we said Allahu Akbar? Who of us thought of the greatness of Allah? That, oh, Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah. Who of us thought? So we're just making namaz like we just press a button on the computer and it's just working now. Oh no. There are those people, every namaz brings them closer to Allah. There are those people, every namaz takes them further from Allah. In which direction are we going? Are we going closer to Allah? We are making namaz, very good, we are happy. My namaz is I'm making. But do we feel that we are going closer to Allah? Every ruku, what is ruku, definition of ruku? To bow down. That is the outward. And the inside, what is it? To surrender to Allah. Did we surrender to Allah? That or we still, even in ruku, we're thinking about other things. We are thinking, I have to do that, etc. We didn't surrender our thoughts at all to Allah Ta'ala. What kind of namaz we made? Sajda, Allah blessed us with 2 sajdas. Ramadan is coming, and Allah blessed us with 40 extra sajdas in Taraweeh, 20 rakats. It should be a source of joy for us. The that when you're going to meet your beloved in the most wonderful environment of Ramadan, when the malaika abound, when the shayateen are chained, they are gone, and you, Allah gave you now the order of making whether a person, al-aqrab ma yakun al-ab min rabbihi, wa huwa sajid. The closest a person is to Allah is as in his sajda. Do we feel that closeness? Or we just want to lift our head? If very seldom we find the imam who made a bit longer sajda, we got a problem. Imam sahab, what's wrong? Hey, don't you know we got shop to go to? Don't you know we have this to do? Long sajdas you are making. Hey, so sajda, it must be a source of great enjoyment that we make our sajda. Who of us feels that? So that is what we must get in us. That tayyib, if we are tayyib, our hearts will incline to tayyib. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, a person whole life he makes ibadat. And he made so much ibadat that he became like a stick. So like mujahada. He didn't eat so much roza. He didn't sleep also. And he's just in ibadat all the time. But if he does not think, not the amal, but think, what am I eating, is it halal or haram? Just he doesn't think of that, all that is gone in waste. Eh? Actually, you, not only you think, but then you make sure that what you are eating is halal, tayyib. So on that also, la yastawil khabithu wa tayyib. Healthy and unhealthy doesn't equate. It's not the same. What food, what are we eating? Is it healthy food which we are eating? We say ourselves junk food. And so if you eat junk food, the children that will be born will be junkies also. And we want them to be farishtas. How can they be farishtas? A person commits zina, adultery, and he makes dua, oh Allah, let the child be a wali. Does it work like that? It doesn't work like that. So we're doing, so the chicken that we are eating generally, are we eating healthy chicken or unhealthy? Just a little bit to explain, one, we will just run through the history of the chicken, that the broiler chicken, which is common on the market, which everyone practically is buying and eating. That chicken is born, it never is on the ground, not natural. It's born in a fowl pen, what they have made. It's born there. Its feet, whole life doesn't touch the ground. It's not natural, it's on the ground. Sunshine never shines on it. But it's kept awake. Its lifespan is about 36, 40 days, the normal chicken, the broiler. And it's kept awake for 36, not a minute sleep it must get, whole life. A light, bright light is put there. So just imagine that a person, what zulm, what oppression, that you're depriving that chicken and then we're enjoying and eating. That chicken that we made so much zulm on, that we didn't allow, what must it do? But stay awake, eat all the time. And eat what? Allahu Akbar. All the commercial feed which is given to it, full of filth and dirt it is. We, not long ago, we were in Nairobi. One Maulana Yasin is there. His son was there at that time. So we were going somewhere. We were sitting in the car and waiting for the ladies most probably. So while we were waiting, the maid who works for them walked past. So that he, then he told me, he said, this maid of ours, she just doesn't want to eat the chicken at home. When we asked her, she wasn't saying, but then she spoke, she said she worked in a company where they make the feed of the chicken. And she said, not with my eyes I saw, with my hands I had to do. The menstrual pads of the woman, dirty, filthy pads, that is also thrown in there. Then it is all crushed and that, and then just given a nice texture afterwards, and it like, looks like a nice, very good feed. And in there, the chickens that die, that is on the conveyor belts, etc. The dead chickens are also made the feed. In there, the vaccine, which many of us, we don't want to take the vaccine. It kills you, it paralyzes you, it kills your children. They're putting that vaccine in the feed. All these things are in the feed of that broiler chicken. And we are enjoying that chicken. There are so many of us that we go mad for the legs and somebody for the breast. I'm talking of the chicken. I'm not talking of any other thing. We go mad for the leg or for the breast of the chicken. And what is in there? All this filth and dirt. That is the feed. And it's 24 hours. And it also what it eats, if it gets any sores, blisters, sores on, that also it eats. Its own feces, it eats its own feces also. This is the chicken, that the broiler chicken, which is 99% in the world. And all the commercial cut chickens of the abattoirs is this chicken. After that, it is now transported to the slaughterhouse, abattoir, where they slaughter the big companies. Then, in so much of Zulam, in a very confined place, it is sent. It hasn't got any freedom. All stuff. Imagine if we all have to be in one room, all crushed up, one to get one on another. How we feel. And that whole transport is like that. When they come there, one time at the Darul Uloom in Azadwar, we wanted to also slaughter our own chickens. We did it for a while. So, we ordered the chickens, and when they came, and you open them, a chicken, as soon as it gets a chance, it runs. And at a speed it runs. But these were like just nothing, no life in them. Some of them just lying like that. That is how they are being brought up. After that, in the slaughterhouses, they are put now on that conveyor belts upside down. Now imagine you try and lie upside down for 1 minute. How will you feel? All the blood rushing to your head, you are hung upside down. How will you feel? Like that, they are hung like that, all these chickens. And then they are passed through where the stunning takes place, which is another great zulam. The stunning, which is done in different ways. A gun is used, or electrified water, mostly the electrified water. And the heads go through that, which is, they go brain dead. It is like to understand, somebody takes a half a brick and throws it on your head. You go in a concussion. Like that, the poor chicken has to go through that. So it goes through that process. When it goes through that, the stunning process. Then it comes by the slaughterer. And the slaughterer has to slaughter 40 chickens in a minute. They alternate, the slaughterers. So he doesn't slaughter every chicken. But in a minute he has to slaughter 35-40 chickens. His work shift is about 6 to 8 hours. If you take out 1 hour for his lunch break, etc., still about 7 hours. Forget 6-7 hours. As we are sitting comfortably here in the masjid, aircon, fans are on, nobody's feeling hot, cold, we haven't got the mask on our nose, there isn't the blood flying when you are slaughtering. Try and read continuously, Bismillah Allahu Akbar, Bismillah Allahu Akbar, 35-40 times in a minute. Try and do it for 1 minute, see how you can manage. Try and do it for 2 minutes, try and do it for an hour. Try and do it 10 minutes, 1 hour. Those slaughterers themselves, they say, we can't manage. It's beyond us. They've signed affidavits that we don't read Bismillah. We can't, and practically it's not. Who can read so much? Bismillah Allahu Akbar. And if they do read, making so much zikr of Allah, they will be the awliya of the time. So much zikr, they will be the biggest awliya of the time. But it's not being done. Anyway, after that now, and also when they are brain dead, the ruling, we all know the masala, that also at this point, let me just digress a little bit. Inshallah, all of us, somehow or the other, we went to maktab. And that maktab, many went to Darulum also, and studied also, many are in dini environments at home. But maktab, that was the cause that we are here today for the program. If we did not go to maktab, like unfortunately there are many people, especially those who are living in the estates, those who are sending their children to missionary schools, the boys also, the girls also, and no maktab ta'aleem. They can't come to the masjid. What must we go into? They don't know about namaz. They don't know about wuzu. They don't know about istinja. They feel shy. We'll go there, we don't know what to do. How to make namaz, we don't know. Few, very, very few, Allah gives them topic, then they come and they copy other people's namaz. They make a friendship with somebody, teaches them wuzu, teaches them how to make istinja, namaz. But very, very, and that is the boys. The girls, they are not exposed to the masajid. They don't come to the masajid. And they only in that missionary school. What's happening to those people? We are breeding our worst enemies from inside. Where whoever is not going to the makatib, The Makatib is the place where the basics of deen, where they understand the basics of deen. Now we had one safar of ours in one town. One Maulana told us that this people who send their children to the missionary schools and not sending them to Makatib, he spoke to the parents and the children were also there. The children all the time, hi, hi, he's making salam. They don't know what is salam. For them, a greeting, and they feel that they got good akhlaq. All the time, hi, hi. And Allah's Qudrat, the next day we went to the next town, and we spoke to some boys also, no maktab. All the time, hello, hello uncle. We're telling them salam. They don't know what is salam. They're completely like out of them. They're born in Muslim homes, bred in Muslim clothing. You can't identify them as Muslims. How they are dressed, everything. So the maktab is very, very important. So at least with the maktab ta'aleem, we know that a chicken that has died of its own wasn't slaughtered. We can't eat it. At least so much we all know. And why can't we eat it? The fuqaha have written the illat. And the illat is that all the blood has remained in the chicken. The blood didn't flow out. And a stunned chicken, 99% blood remains inside. When it is brain dead, it's a whole big explanation how the nervous system works, how the brain gives the messages. And what we see, the chicken is suffering. That when it's kicking its legs, it's not suffering. It's sending blood to the brain all the time. And all that blood comes out here where you have slaughtered it. So that chicken got no blood. And the stunned chicken, 99%. And all blood is full of toxins, full of poisonous toxins, waste. All the chemical dirt is in the blood. And now when they put it in that boiling water to de-feather the chicken, so all what is in the intestines of the stomach of the chicken mixes with the meat, etc. And all what is in the derms, all the filth and dirt, which if you go toilet, it comes out there. That has now mixed with the meat and with the bones. So you'll see that the bones of these chickens, they are always black. They're not white. And they are soft. The natural Zulu chicken, which you call Desi chicken, that bone is hard. And it is white, that bone. So this is what we are eating. After that it's done, then they spray it with some acid. And that acid is a known factor for cancer. But why they spray it? It gives it a beautiful pink, fresh color. That chicken looks nice and fresh, healthy, fresh, pink it looks. But it's the worst thing you are eating, just camouflage like that. So the slaughtering, the stunning, the growing of that chicken, it's all. So all this khabith. And if you eat this khabith, so natural, you become khabith. If you eat khabith, you can't become tayyib. When you eat khabith, you can't. And Allah says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. The khabith and the tayyib, halalan tayyiban, which Allah commanded the anbiya, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ قُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Not only halal is enough, but there must be halalan tayyiban. And then the natural effect of that halalan tayyiban, that tayyib وَعَمَلُ صَالِحًا. Automatically you will make amal salih. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that if you eat halal and even you don't want to do good, you will do good. And if you eat the haram and the khabir and you don't want to do bad, but you will do the bad and the haram. So what we are eating, the root cause, that we must see. In most cases, many of us are worried that our girls, what's happening, our boys, what's happening, but very seldom do we worry of the root cause. What we are eating. You are what you eat. And when we are eating all this, I usually say that if parents drank zamzam water, and from that zamzam the semen was made, and from there the child was born, the child will be a Makki, with zamzam of Makkah. And if they ate khajur of Medina, and from there the blood was made, the semen was made, and the child was born with that semen, the child will be a Madani. And if the parents ate junk food, and from there the blood was made, and the semen was made, and from there the child was born, he will be a junkie. It's just natural. And if the cap fits, you have to wear it. That is what applies. So So this is what our, so khabith and tayyib are not equal. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيرِ. Even if lot of the bad looks good to you. And this, وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ordered by Allah, قُلْ, tell the people. It's not that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will think the khabith is very good. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. It's for the people. The people that even if you think, yeah, is another very important principle we have to learn. Today, many of us, everyone is doing it, so what's wrong? All are doing the khabith, the dirt. All are eating gukhare. So does it mean, maybe gukhanika. All are eating the S word. So we must also go and eat the S word. No, you can't, what everyone is doing, you can't do what they are doing. One time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making tawaf. And he heard one person making dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleelin. Oh Allah, make me amongst the few people. So Umar asked him, what dua are you making? Few people. So he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, didn't you read in the Quran? Qaleelun min ibadiyya shakur. Few of my banda make shukar. Wa qaleelan ma tashkurun. Very little. Wa qaleelan ma tu'minun. وَقَلِيلٌ مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Always the small is the valuable. And the big amount, and we want to be with the majority. And we are lying when we say we want to be with the majority. Majority of the people are unemployed. So you also be among the unemployed. Majority of the people of the world go walking to work. So you also leave your car one side, give it away, and you go walking. Majority of the people use public transport, bus, train. So you also do all that. Majority of the people go public hospitals. So don't go to your private hospital. You go to public hospital. It's just all a wrong pick and choose that we don't realize what is khabith and tayyib. Though we think we know what is khabith and tayyib, but when it comes to amal, it is opposite. So our food that we eat, the chickens that we eat, everything, that's what people are doing, that everyone is doing it, so what's wrong? Go with the flow. You can't go with the flow. A mu'min is completely, if he goes against the flow. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Baytul Muqaddas, and they wanted, he had his patch clothes on, and he was leading the camel, and his slave was sitting on the camel. He was like the slave, and the slave was like the Amirul Mu'mineen, like the king. But that is the way. And it was written in their kitabs. They knew that, in fact, when they went, they said, we will give over the keys of Baytul Muqaddas to you people. And we won't even fight with you, but on condition Amirul Mu'mineen himself must come. So they thought Amirul Mu'mineen in Medina Sharif, he is busy with all his work. And Khalid ibn Walid looked very much like a person who didn't know, wouldn't know, make the difference. He said, he is with us, we will put him. And they won't know, but they knew more better. Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They knew it so well that this is not Amirul Mu'mineen. And when Amirul Mu'mineen came, and it was written in the kitabs, he will come in this condition. He will be leading the camel. He will be walking, and he'll have patched clothes on. And then, when somebody told him that these are very cultured people, very sophisticated, advanced people, so dress up a bit according to the occasion. Dress according to that for them. What did Amirul Mu'mineen say? Once he told Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, he said, Ubaidah, oh, if it was somebody else, I should give him such a punishment. The Ummah should take lesson from it till the day of Qiyamah. But you are Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. And then he said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Our honor is in Islam. وَإِنْ نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we seek our izzat and honor in all the khabith of the universities, of the schools, of the chickens that we are eating, of the lifestyle of the kuffar, going to their resorts and staying in their places, missing namaz with jamaat doesn't mean anything to us. Good imam sahab always is imam, but now he's gone on holiday and happily, freely he has given up his jamaat namaz. And the people who knew, who know the value of Jamaat, even for their good deeni work, they make out plans that we mustn't miss one namaz with Jamaat in the masjid. Though you are permitted, if you are on safar, you can read it at the railway station, at the airport, you read it on. But they take precautions that not one of our namaz Maulana Asadullah, Rahmatullah Ali, was a Khalifa of Maulana Thani, Rahmatullah, was a Ustad in Saharanpur. Saharanpur to Deoband is about half an hour, more or less. You go by bus or train, about half an hour. So what will that be, about 20 kilometers, something like that it used to be. But when he had to go, very seldom he went. And when he went, about 2 weeks, he got his khadims to work out which bus go, what time, which namaz coming while we are traveling, which masjid can we go and make our namaz, how particular they were. And for us, flimsy excuse, not an excuse also. Voluntarily we're going on holidays, huge budal money. We're spending there, making the kuffar, the Jews rich. And our namazes we are missing with jamaat. And it means nothing to us. Maulana Asadullah, once there was a mashura of the madrasa, and it got a bit delayed. And the jamaat, asr namaz got finished in the madrasa masjid. So he knew another masjid that you can get asr there. They went there, namaz was over. Another one you could get, it was over. Till finally they said there's one masjid in the jungle. And they only make namaz when musallis come. So he said, let us go there. At least we'll make our namaz in the masjid with jamaat. So today, where are we? Flimsy excuses, we just miss our namaz. Hal yastawil khabithu wa tayyib? Can the good and the bad ever be equal? The good will yield good. The bad will yield bad. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane to karke dekh. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane to marke dekh. It's a reality you do. You get involved in the khabith, then the khabith will come out. Whatever, we should think every day that what gunas I'm involved in. And everyone, the Quran says so beautifully, where can you get a kitab like the Quran? Al-insanu ala nafsihi basira. Insan, he knows himself thoroughly. Basira, udu ila sabili rabbika ala basira. That is what that conviction, detail, mubalagha sira. Everyone knows himself thoroughly. Walau alqa ma'adhira. Though he makes some excuse that I don't know what wrong I did. Person is caught wrong. Oh, you did. What did I do? I didn't do it. You know perfectly. So much on the Qiyamah day, Allah will say, Iqra' kitaba. Yes, your record of deeds, what you did. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasib. You can make your own judgment. It's all written there. You know yourself whether you're going Jannat or Jahannam. So every day, a few seconds thing, we know what our inside. We can hide it from our wives. We can hide it from Maulana. Maulana can hide it from his murid and his congregation. And we can give a beautiful front of piety. But we know what our weaknesses are. And that is going to be with me in my qabr. And I'm going to be in my qabr ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of Qiyamah. If all the evil, if I'm big Maulana, but I got pride in me. Ana wala ghairi, there's nobody like me. I got vanity, I do things for show. That on my Twitter account I must have so much following. And on this I must have so lot following. All that gunas will be with me in the qabr, in the form of terrible snakes. Poisonous snakes will be with me in the form of the flames of the fire of Jahannam. And I'll be all alone. I won't know emergency a number I'll have. No rescue team can come to me. I will be there. So 2-3 seconds a day. Just think. And we know ourselves. What goodness. And also when we were young, we were at school. We had girlfriends. And we have all the sports we got involved in. Oh, and we didn't make still tawbah. That guna is still on us. Allah is so kind. You make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives. Allah's mercy and greatness of His... What time is Azanuna? Allah's mercy is so great. In the Quran Sharif, Allah explains big gunas, shirk, to associate partners with Allah. Zina, murder, all these big gunas. A person who makes those gunas, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا. He's guilty, he's found guilty. The court case, and you are found guilty by Allah Ta'ala. And then you are sentenced also. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. Your punishment will be doubled, will be multiplied. And you will be in Jahannam, disgraced and humiliated forever and ever. So you have been found guilty also. Sentenced also. Even after all that, Allah says, illa man tab. If you ask for forgiveness, illa man tab. And now you correct your iman, wa amana, wa amila amalan salihan, and now you do, you change your life, and you change, you came in a good condition. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Those who were found guilty, who were sentenced, finished, doomed forever. But they also, by Allah, you just make tawbah. And all your gunas, Allah will change them into good deeds. And more Allah will give you from His side. On that one instance, I remember, one person who was a very big sinner, very big, but Allah gave him tawfiq, he changed his life. 70 years he lived. And every night, ibadat the whole night. Every day, roza. 70 years, proper, sincere, good, everything, accepted by Allah. 70 years, tawbah, namaz at night, a whole night, roza every day, and everything of his 100%. Somebody saw him in his dream after he passed away. How did it go? He said, what you say? But one time, I used a toothpick of a person without his permission. Because of that, I'm in abeyance. I tell my dad, thing is not sorted out, and we today, how, what and what we do? We abuse people, we speak bad about people, what and what things, accusations, all that, using people's things, robbing people, and we don't know any laws of Sharia. Qurbani is coming now. This will be a common thing with many of us, that I'll phone my friend, who every year organizes my Qurbani. So I'll tell him this year also, my two animals, my three animals. Okay, what the price is going, don't worry, Maulana, we'll sort it out. Your deal is not right. Your Qurbani is not right. You didn't fix the price. Sharia wants you to fix the price. And you didn't fix the price. So how lot are we thinking our Qurbani? And I'm a person, I do my Qurbani properly. At home, I slaughter myself. But you didn't do your deal correctly. So how many things we are doing wrong? And we are drowning in Allah's ni'mat. And we are drowning in na-shukri. If we don't make shukr. Today, ask us, who made shukr for one ni'mat of Allah? Who made shukr for the ni'mat of the eye, the brain? Allah kept it salamat. We could be mad people. Anytime something could happen. We could be blind. We could have a heart attack. Well, today, all the lung disease, COVID, and all that is so common. We could be in hospital, can't breathe. But we are still healthy. Who made shukr? And how lot gunas we are not making shukr is one of the biggest gunas. Hey, we don't make no shukr. And yet we are the good Muslims. I don't need no Islam. I don't have to correct myself. I'm correcting other people. I'm guiding other people. Whereas we ourselves, we are so much in need of hidayat ourselves still. So Allah Ta'ala give us this proper understanding. So Allah says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. When the khabith becomes widespread, all are doing the wrong, doesn't mean it becomes right. By doing, everyone doing the wrong doesn't make it right. A wrong is a wrong. No, everyone can do it. What is wrong is wrong. Don't be influenced by public say. They have a referendum. What people say about this. All can vote and say, yeah, it's good. But if it's not good, in the knowledge of Allah, it's not good. It's what the people pass it. They say lesbianism is good. Homosexuality, na'uzubillah. All this terrible thing can't make it good. We and a mu'min must stand up and fight against them. But we just keeping quiet, whether it's the public, whether it's the ulama, by and large, we don't speak a word about it. And we are guilty of this by Allah Ta'ala. That all this khabis is happening and we don't speak anything. وَلَوْ عَجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيرِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. Allah is warning us. Have the fear of Allah. If Allah wants to, in one moment your condition can change. And what terrible. You can be the most pious person, you become the worst person. And everyone wants to run away from you. And everyone will hate you. Your health, Allah can change it. Your financial condition, Allah can change it. One wrong that we do on that, one or two incidents. One person in Allahabad in India, Muslim man, he was very close with the Shia. And from here also learn, never keep close contact with non-Muslims, whoever they are. Don't become bosom friends with the non-Muslims also. And don't imitate and tashabbu bil kuffar. Man tashabbaha bi qawmin fa huwa minhum. Who imitates a people, is counted amongst those people. So anyway, he was very good friend, which was a wrong thing of his. So he was going for Hajj. So that Shia friend told him, when you go, and when you go Madina Sharif and you read salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from my side, I want to come to you, my Nabi. But there are two enemies, na'uzubillah, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar. Because of them, I can't come by you. So he refused. How can I give this message? That person insisted, they were good friends. So he accepted. He said, okay, I'll give this message. He went, Madina Sharif, he forgot about it. Whole time passed. Last night he remembered that this friend gave me this message to give. Now he was in a dilemma. Must I give it? How can I give such a message? Thinking, finally he built up courage and he went and he presented it. He presented it. At night he saw a dream in which Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. Hazrat Abu Bakr, he was a bit restrained, Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Umar with his sword. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told Hazrat Umar, cut his head off. And his head fell into the surik, in the dream. Everything got finished, he came home, he went to Allahabad, he went and meet his friend. His wife told him, he's dead. What happened? He said, some crook, somebody came and just hit his head off. And she told his head fell in the surik place. And then when he checked up the dream, what he saw, and the time she told us exactly the same time. So disrespect of Allah's Nabi, of anything of deen, is very, very dangerous. There are so many other instances also. Never ever show any disrespect to deen, to the people of who are on haq and righteousness. Don't make jokes about them. Don't mock at them. We are putting our iman, our akhirat, our qabr, we're putting it in great jeopardy. And then Allah says, Fattakullah, fear Allah. Ya ulil albab, people of intelligence. Now see who of us got intelligence. Whether we following the khabith or the tayyib. Whether everyone is doing the wrong and we also just going with the flow. We are doing that. The intelligent are those people who will stand firm on their feet. Stand firm on what they, on the right and on the haq. And they will proclaim the haq and the truth also. So Allah says, Fattakullah, ya ulil albab, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you can get falah, so that you can get success. Falah in Arabic is that success, that all types of success are included. Health-wise, money-wise, relationship-wise, every way where things go, that is called falah in Arabic. Otherwise, foes is also. And there are many, Arabic is a very rich language. And for success, there are many words that are used. But falah is that word. Imam Razib Asfahani, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Mufradatul Quran explains, falah is that word which includes all types of success. That is what we are called for in namaz. Hayya alal falah. Twice we are told. And qad aflah al mu'minun, alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Those who make their namazes properly, they will also get this falah. So Allah give us tawfiq. We've got a short life, a very short life, and we have to prepare for a not a long life, a life of eternity, a life where it's got no end. And we've got very little time. And our resources are very little. Allah has been very kind for this ummah on small amal. Allah is giving great reward because our time is so short. Allah compensated it, Laylatul Qadr also. How did Allah make it better than Allah compensates? You got short life, you haven't got so much time. But do it. Let us not just go with the flow. Everyone is just dunya. Sports, everyone is involved in sports. Everyone is doing all the wrong things. You don't just go with the flow. Stand firm. Now one thought comes to mind, but now there is no time. That four-point plan, the enemies have worked, the Jews, how to destroy the ummah. And the little bit deen that we have got in our lives to even take death out of us. Allah Ta'ala save us, become aware. And basically, we just understand the khabith, the evil, and we choose the tayyib, the good thing, we will be saved. And that is the shariat of deen, the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just hold on, tamassaku biha, bin nawajis, hold firmly onto this. No plan of the Jews can harm us. No plan of the Russians can harm us if we stick to Sunnah. Allah did not make it difficult for us that you have to know what Russia is planning against us, what the Jews are planning, and those who get involved in it, they get lost in those things. We just get involved in Sunnah and observe the Sunnah, bring it in your life, and know why they can't. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you make sabr, you have taqwa, all their planning won't harm you one bit also. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi, when he conquered Baytul Muqaddas, after some time the Christians came back to attack him, and with a huge army, and he said, stood no chance to repel them, to fight. And all his top generals of the army, they also backed out. Now he was left all alone. His own army generals were not prepared to fight. They say, no, we can't let them come and do what they want to. So he was very concerned. He asked one very close confidant of his. He told him, make dua between Adhan and Namaz, and turn to Allah. So he turned, and now you can imagine what dua he made. Allah accepted his dua. And Allah put difference of opinion in that Christian army. And they started fighting amongst themselves. They didn't even come to Baytul Muqaddas, to Jerusalem. So you have sabr and taqwa, you don't even have to fight anything. You don't have to pick up your gun and your sword also. Allah will sort out everything. So Allah give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness. Tomorrow inshallah will be the jalsa. Try and come, invite other brothers also, and listen to all the programs also, and let us all benefit from it fully inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Oh Allah, correct our lives. Oh Allah, let us see the filth and dirt as filth and dirt. And let us see the good as good, oh Allah. Let us not turn around the values, oh Allah. Let us not follow the flow of the people who are on their way, marching to Jahannam. Let us not join them in that march of theirs. Let us go towards Jannat, oh Allah. And let us be of those people who call towards Tayyib, and who call towards Jannat, oh Allah. Save us from all haram, whether it be the TV and photography, whether it be mixing of the sexes, whether it be the interface fitna, whatever fitnas they are, O Allah, you save us. And let us see the khabith as khabith, O Allah. Let us not justify the khabith and pass it off as tayyib. O Allah, guide us to righteousness. We are weak, we are faulty, we falter all the time. Our understanding is filthy and dirty and wrong. You the only pure, clean, you guide us. We beg you, my Allah. We beg you, O Allah. We beg you, O Allah, guide us all to righteousness. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim, wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim, wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi, sayyidina Muhammad, wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.